2019 Big Bright Minds, put on by the fine folks at Filene. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Chris Kovacs from Constellation. How are you, sir?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good to see you, as always.
Welcome to Raleigh.
This is an amazing place. I haven't been here since I was like a wee little lad.
Right.
And I am completely... I mean, Duke is like right across the street.
Yeah. So as long as you're not a Carolina fan, that's
exactly,
okay.
Exactly. You're safe. You're safe. Well, one of the speakers yesterday was from the University of North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I asked him about that. He said, are you like walking around this place kind of like with eyes in the back of your head or something?
That's right.
He's like, no, we're all right. We're good. We're good. So
yeah, there is a rivalry that goes blood deep in this town.
On the basketball side of it, for sure. For sure. But yeah, it's really neat being here. I mean, and it's gorgeous outside,
and it's
too.
Gorgeous,
my gosh, fall is in full bloom for sure.
Wonderful.
So
time
you live in a
North
great
Carolina.
Part of the country for sure, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank
I am
you.
A little, even though I'm from San Diego, I'm
which
a little jealous.
Also, which is also a pretty nice part of the country.
Well, we don't get the seasons like you guys do.
Yeah.
So this
is
really cool.
Yeah,
I like the seasons.
Beautiful. As a season all year.
We just have one season going
season.
All the way through. So, but we digress. Let's talk about the conference. Yeah, so how's the conference going for you, sir?
Great.
Yeah?
I really like the Big Bright Minds conference, and I'm beginning to zero in on this concept that Filene and the work that they do is really putting the social justice into the credit union movement, I think. You know, the speakers we heard yesterday in regards to the challenges that people are facing out there is really a call to action for credit unions.
Mm-hmm,
and I think, you know, there's a lot of conferences that talk about how we improve our bottom line, how we do things more efficiently, and how we gain access to new services for members and things like that. But every once in a while, you got to come in and you got to get a really good injection of that heart and remind everybody why we're here.
Yep.
And I think Filene does a really amazing job of that. And this conference meeting with the folks who attend here, really for me, I look forward to it every year.
Yeah, the practicality of it. I mean, in the morning you kind of get the theory and you talk and you
That's
listen
right.
to these great speakers.
That's
but
right.
in the afternoon, their traditional day away.
Yes.
Things are just that, like you said, it's really in your face.
Yep.
And what credit unions are doing and what we
Absolutely.
Could do as well.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, we spent the day yesterday at IBM as part of their getting briefed on what they're doing from an artificial intelligence standpoint and realizing just how embedded artificial intelligence already is in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done in such a way that you don't even know what's happening under the covers, right? And it got us thinking about, you know, how can we apply those kinds of technologies to improve the lives of our members and to improve the operation of our credit unions? Because that's still a part of it, too.
Yep.
You know, we're getting so many signals in our environment today from all the different systems and services that we're building. How do we harness the power of that data by using artificial intelligence to be able to help us mine it and be able to find out, you know, where the opportunities are.
Yeah.
And the implications of it, as IBM laid out for us yesterday, are tremendous.
Really?
Artificial intelligence is going to touch, especially when we start talking about autonomous vehicles, it's going to change our society. And that's the level of thinking that coming to Filene Big Bright Minds actually exposes you to.
Right.
You get these researchers who are doing this work, and they say, "Yeah, you think it's just about getting you know replacing the Uber driver? It is much much bigger than that in this particular."
So is it kind of the frog in the boiling water metaphor? Is it the change going to be that slow where we don't really notice it? But if you look over like a decade's time,
I think you're right.
Oh my gosh! Wow, what a change type of thing.
Yeah, so. I think that's a great analogy.
Okay.
I think because you don't understand how it's being used already and how it's impacting what you're doing, I think until you look backwards, right? Until you look backwards in hindsight and say, "Wow, that's where it started."
Right.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely
Because when you look at the original iPhone when it came out, it's like, "Oh my gosh, it was mind blowing! It made everyone think twice about stuff." But over the years, they just had these little tiny iterations each year, and people are like, "Oh, it's just some small little change." But if you look at it since the iPhone came out, it's a completely different, almost a completely different device.
That's right.
So
and in
the
fact,
things you can do on it.
They brought up yesterday that when it first came out, the technologists were panicking.
Yeah,
things like, you know, why would you want your, if you lose it, then you've lost your camera, you've lost your phone, and you've lost your iPod. Right? We never even think about that today.
Exactly.
But now it's, you're right, because of those iterations and because of the advancements, right? You know, between the watches that are happening today, you know, the ability to track your heart rate right? And do what is essentially an EKG,
right,
at any point,
yeah,
powered ultimately by the technology, mm-hmm, that came out of those phones, mm-hmm, is amazing.
And so that's where we are in the kind of the financial, the fintech movement right now. That's, we're right in the middle, and you guys are right in the middle of it as well.
We are.
Constellation.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We're having a tremendous year, and we are really poised for an explosive 2020.
Wow.
So we're very close to signing our 100th fintech development deal.
What?
Yeah.
It's already, Chris?
Crazy.
Are you kidding me?
It's insane. You know, and those developers have more than 200 projects inside of our development environment already in flight.
Wow.
So as our credit unions start to roll this out into production early next year, they're going to start getting access to all kinds of new services. And it is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We have people approaching us and saying, well, we know you can do this, but how about this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this whole enlightening idea. It's like, mm-hmm, wow, we never thought about that. But yeah,
yeah,
absolutely,
yeah,
you could use it that way. But that's been the power, and why we wanted to pursue the truly open platform.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't to define what people could do with,
mm-hmm,
it, but ultimately to empower them to do anything with it.
Right, right.
And let them take it in an entirely new direction.
Mm-hmm.
So we're super excited about 2020. It's going to be a very big year for us.
It just seemed like yesterday you were up on stage at Nacuso's Next Big Idea.
That's right.
Thing, you know. Gosh, it seemed like last month. And
yeah,
now look at you guys. I'm so, yeah, stoked for you.
It's it's sometimes, you know, we wish things could move faster, right? But the reality is, when we went into it, we said this is going to be a 2.5 year build. Well, the fantastic news is December's the end of 2.5 years. And we are excited about what's coming next.
Right on, right on. So what are you taking from this conference,
yeah,
and applying it at Constellation?
Transparency.
Okay.
So I think one of the things I kept coming back to is, how do we develop services inside the platform that give members more transparency, mm-hmm, into the accounts they have with us,
mm-hmm,
what their opportunities are with us,
mm-hmm,
how do they understand when I make a choice about a loan product or a car, which one's better for me,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And better for my long-term goals as I go forward,
mm-hmm,
but also when something goes wrong, right, with that, and we need to talk to the member about a,
yeah,
collection,
yeah,
right? How do we do it in a way that isn't shaming?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do it in a way that helps build the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the key things I walked away with was, you know, if embarrassing a member or shaming a member because they're past due,
yeah,
right, doesn't lead to enhanced relationships later on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to believe that things are going to happen from,
mm-hmm,
time to time. I started in this industry as a collector, right, and 17 years old.
Wow.
So I know when members come across hard times, not by their planning,
right,
but just because it's something that happens.
Mm-hmm.
How do we build empathetic services,
mm-hmm,
that reach out to them and say, hey, we need to chat. We're having an issue right,
yeah,
now, but this isn't going to hurt your relationship. This is about us helping you and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real challenge for us, right?
Yeah.
To move from transactional services,
mm-hmm,
to really empathetic services,
mm-hmm,
that help build those relationships. That's what I walked away with. It's a huge challenge. We'll look at it. We'll talk to our partners about it, and we'll,
mm-hmm,
see what we come up with.
Right on. Yeah, that was from the first speaker, right? Freddie,
yep.
Wary, I think.
Wary,
yeah.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Jerry. Yeah, so yeah, because I interviewed him yesterday, and he was talking about how credit unions can protect their members who,
yes,
are in debt.
Yes.
So yeah. I mean, this is stuff that you just don't really think of on a daily basis. But when you come here and you just see things from a whole different angle,
it's
just
right,
really kind of refreshes you. And that's why I like having this conference at this time of the year, because you kind of look back and say, oh yeah, this is what we did. This is what,
right,
we did. But it really kind of reframes your next year. It,
yeah,
reframes the next year being 2020.
Yeah.
So I really like it for that reason.
And I think it's even further than that, right? Because this isn't a problem we'll solve in 2020,
right?
Right? A lot of the conferences you go to are about kind of the issues at stake today,
right?
Right.
Which is fine.
This is so big. This is, how do we get our arms around this as an industry,
mm-hmm,
and move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be something you can do in a year,
yeah,
right? We're talking about longer term strategic thinking that is ignited,
mm-hmm,
by a conference,
mm-hmm,
like this, that we can then work through as we go forward.
Okay, gotcha. Gosh, I think you answered all my questions.
Good.
Hey,
because I have questions for you.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna flip the script. So this is your last. This is your last event.
Last event for 2019. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, traditionally, it's always been that. Yeah, I love having the Filene Big Bright Minds as my last event for you.
How many events did you do this year?
Gosh, between 20 and 25.
Okay, so you've seen the whole industry, the whole year. Does it start with GAC?
Q Symposium.
And
then GAC. Yeah.
So you've spent the whole year looking at credit unions and what you're doing. What are,
mm-hmm,
you walking away with? What are we doing well What are you walking away with from 2019?
Well, and we talked about this a little bit before the recording, and kind of got me thinking. It's like, gosh, what? I mean, because that's a really deep question. It's like, gosh, because there's so many things that have happened. I mean, I guess I can kind of sum it up as, in one more, execution. Because we've been talking about this stuff, well, I mean, kind of like you guys.
Right.
I mean, for years, you guys were in the planning stages.
Right.
You were doing all the awards things and stuff. And now you guys are executing. And
yeah.
you guys are knocking it out of the park, which is
yeah.
a huge understatement. And so that's what I'm seeing more and more of in the credit union industry, is more execution on what we've been talking about for the last 3 or 4 years. Another company I'm thinking about is Zogo Financial.
Yeah.
Bolin Lee.
Bolin.
I mean, so what they're doing, they barely knew what credit unions were when they started
right.
their thing, and now he's all in
That's
with
right.
credit unions.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting. It gives me goosebumps. Like, look at that.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to see fintechs like that partnering with credit unions
yeah.
proactively, I might add,
yep.
And coming in and bringing their expertise, their knowledge to credit unions and helping them out and helping out the movement as a whole. So if you could sum up in a nutshell, I see execution, finally.
That's
so,
awesome.
Because we've been talking a long, long time about what we need to do and what we need to do. And now I think for 2019 was a lot of execution. Obviously, there's still a lot more that needs to be done.
Right.
Sure. And that's what 2020 is for and the
that's
years
right.
beyond. But yeah, I think execution is something that I've seen.
I think it's a great point. I think we have, we did chat a little bit earlier. We didn't hear about regulation.
Right. No.
And nearly as much as we've heard in
yeah.
the past.
Yeah.
Well, I think what people have understood is that gravity is gravity,
mm-hmm.
and it's always going to be there. There's
mm-hmm.
always going to be some pull in one direction,
right.
and our goal is to exercise our muscles
yep.
to be able to continue to move in the direction we want to move,
mm-hmm.
right, and to execute against
yep.
that. So I think that's a great observation.
Yep. Thank you.
I would agree with you. I think this has been a tremendous year for credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and 2020 is going to be that much better.
Yeah, I think we're still in the infancy of the execution. I think it's going to get bigger and bigger
yeah.
as more, I mean, I keep gravitating toward the fintech side because you're here,
right?
But I see more and more of the partnerships happening. The fear is kind of gone a little bit,
yep.
But I think there's more and more partnerships that are happening, like the Zogos
yep.
and the rate resets and the
yep.
constellations and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's actually really refreshing to see.
Yeah, we live in this world, and we didn't really realize it when we spun Constellation out of Coastal, but we live in this world between credit unions and fintechs,
mm-hmm.
right? And we have nearly 100 fintech partners
mm-hmm.
where we stand today. And the reality is that for many of those fintechs, we may be the first credit union people they've ever spoken to.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
So when we
you're
talked
right.
with Payrails earlier
oh,
this
yeah.
year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the formation of their QSO.
Mm-hmm.
I got the question, what's a QSO and how does this work, right? but there have been others along the way as well who we helped introduce to the QSO model.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think credit unions are becoming bolder. They're becoming bolder and
yeah.
realizing
yeah.
that these are things they can do
mm-hmm.
and we can build on this and we can define our future,
yeah.
which I think really is what, again, makes 2020 so very exciting.
I know. Good stuff. All right, man. I think that's a great message to end on.
It is.
Kind of leave you on a little cliffhanger for 2020.
Just
I like
wait.
It. A little teaser. All right, Chris. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You too,
and
my
thank
friend.
You for your support. Your constellation right there. The sun is shining on it, Chris.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
You couldn't come to Raleigh and us not be involved.
Well, I'm very happy to be here, and thanks again for all your support and what you're doing for the industry. I think you guys are definitely pushing that proverbial envelope, it's much needed.
Yeah. I believe, having been in this industry for 25 years, that we have been given a gift, and we have to define what the next generation of credit unions are going to look like and how they're going to operate for the future, because we have to pass that on
yep.
to these incredible young people that are coming up.
I say young people,
you know what I mean? But these incredible young people that
Some
are coming up, a lot
out.
Of which you meet here at a conference like
yeah.
this,
yeah.
it's going to be amazing.
Yep, indeed. All right, can't
good.
Wait.
Good
All
my
right,
friend.
Good job. There
Thank
he is,
sir.
Chris Kovacs, Constellation. Go look him up. Boom. The sun.